We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, where you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, just like any town would do, Seattle fans took to the streets and, well, rioted after their team won the Super Bowl. But in Seattle, they did it slightly differently. For example, one massive, out-of-control, rioting mob was seen doing what?
Drinking coffee.
No. I'll give you a hint. Like, tipping over a car is one thing. Fine. Jaywalking, though, is another.
They served as cross guards.
No.
No.
Shall I just tell you?
I think you should just tell us.
How many hours we got? Imagine this. This crowd of crazed, probably drunk football fans coursing through the streets of Seattle, getting to a street crossing and stopping and waiting for the light to change. You can see it on the video. There they all are. It's like, oh, wait, little red hand. All right, let's go.
Well, that Seattle has changed. When I lived in Alaska and in the late 70s, I came down the ferry to downtown Seattle. I was on First Avenue. I had no idea what was going on. I was a complete rube. And I'm walking down First Avenue. Suddenly, this mob of humanity starts running up the street toward me from the kingdom, and they're coming, and I thought something must have gone horribly wrong down there, and I turn and I'm running with the crowd, and I'm saying, what's going on? They said, the Sonics won. The Sonics had won.
Apparently.
And I don't recall us stopping for the crosswalks, yeah, but those were the old days.
Yeah, yeah, that's when the town was crazy.
Yeah, that was when it was lawless.
Now, it wasn't all so civil. There were some arrests Sunday night. There were some small fires. Craziest of all, trash cans were overturned so citizens could find any recyclables that were placed there accidentally. You guys watch the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that Seattle was overdoing it. They had the game won.
Should they have done what you do when you play ball with your 2-year-old or something, where you go, oh, he's going to get me.
That would have been great.
He's catching up.
And they probably still wouldn't have gotten it.